We're in Simen Shin Yud Ches, and we're up to Sif Tezayin. That's what we will be doing. We just learned the halacha that in a dover yovish, something that's been cooked completely before Shabbos, ein bishal achar bishal, you're allowed to put it near the fireplace in a way that it'll get warmed up again. That is mutter, because ein bishal achar bishal beyovish. Not so when you're dealing with a liquid. There we say that if it was nitzanein, even though it was cooked before Shabbos, if it cooled down completely, it is also to go and heat that up on Shabbos to become yatzah ledispo. Now we have an interesting case. The case was what was called infanda, which is a schmaltz roll. It was a dough that was rolled around schmaltz, chicken fat. And it was baked before Shabbos, and now you'd like to go and heat it up near the fireplace on Shabbos. What's the issue? It's already been baked, and you're warming it up. The problem is that the schmaltz melts and turns into liquid. Do we therefore call it a liquid and say that there's bishalach or bishal like lach? Or do we say, no, this is yavesh? Says the Machaber, muter litin infanda keneged ha'esh b'mokom sheyatza ledes bo, Machaber says, we consider it a dover yavesh, since at the time you're starting out, it is a dover yavesh. Even though it may melt later, we still consider it yavesh, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way, although there are those who argue with him. And therefore, with regard to the issue that we saw in Rabbi Akiva Eger before, that putting sugar into your tea would be problematic, because even though it's been cooked before, when it dissolves, we consider it a liquid. So it's a liquid that was cooled off completely. We see that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really hold like that. The Mishnah Berurah holds that even a solid that melts is considered yavesh if it started off as a solid. Now, by the way, what we're talking about is a solid that is solid in a natural state. Whereas we would not say that if you boil water and then freeze it, we would call this a dover yavesh, and you can now use the ice cubes. You can now put the ice cubes in, and you can pour boiling water on the ice cubes on Shabbos. Because that's certainly a dover lach. At room temperature, it's going to melt. What we're talking about here is something that at room temperature is a solid. It's just that when it gets heated up, it melts. It's a liquid. So we're paskening that schmaltz that starts off as a liquid, you're allowed to heat it up by the fireplace, and therefore the whole infanda is mutter. Hago v'kolshken kederish yesh barotiv shenikrash. Now the Rama is dealing with a different question. The halachi is that on Shabbos you are not supposed to go ahead and melt something. It's a din of molid or a gzeira to schita. So you're not allowed to take snow, for example, and crush it up till it melts. It's called risuk sheleg. So now we have a question. Are you allowed to put schmaltz into a hot tafshil? Or do we say that that's considered like melting it on Shabbos? Now, the same thing here. When you heat up your infanda, it's going to melt. So the Rama says, if the Mechaber was matir that, and didn't consider that molin on Shabbos, because I'm not doing an act of crushing it, the fire is doing it, and therefore I'm not considered crushing snow on Shabbos. The koshkin kederish yesh barotiv shenikrash, kashashuma nimuach eino be'en deshari. Certainly, if what you're talking about is a pot that has in it liquid, and it also has fat that congealed, you would not have to worry about warming that up in a way that it melts into the liquid, because the fat is not nicker. So it's even better than your infanda, where the chicken fat is nicker, and you'll see it melting. V'yesh machmirin. There are those who are machmir, because fat floats on top of the liquid, and therefore we would say that it's nicker, and you're not allowed to cause the solid to melt in a way that it's going to be nicker. For noagul lahachmir miu b'makom tzorach yesh lismoch asvara rishona. And of course, b'di'evit, the Mishnah Berurah says that one would not answer this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up that this is all with regard to the din of nolad, but with regard to the din of bishul, Certainly, if you're talking about a pot that has rotev in it, that has some kind of gravy, the halacha there is, since it's liquid, you couldn't go heat it up on Shabbos. Even Kenegan Hamaduri, you couldn't get it to be Yatzaledesbo. And you couldn't even place it in a place where it could get to Yatzaledesbo. But where there's no Bishul problem, for whatever the reason may be, the only Isser here is the Nolad problem. So we say that Mi'ikar Adin, since it melts into it, you could be Mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, that you're supposed to be Machmer unless it's a Makom Tzarech.